Welcome to OEC News. Look at what global trade reveals about emerging business trends. I'm your host, Joanna Williams, and we begin at the starting line. Think of a Formula One auto race, or NASCAR if you prefer. Drivers, start your engines. You don't hear anything, right? All of the cars are electric, or soon will be. This episode could be called the Thunder of Lightning, all about how much noise those quiet electric vehicles are making in global trade. Make sure your batteries are charged, because this is about a lot more than exports of Teslas, Fords, and Kias. The future of mobility is going to transform everything. The electric vehicle revolution is well underway. Making it our product of the month feels a little like we are behind the curve, but that is just another argument for how rapidly and deeply change is disrupting economic metrics at all levels, from fossil fuels to battery raw materials, small and large-scale electric mobility. It's all transforming our roads, jobs, and planet. We're on a ride into a cleaner, greener future. This shift is reminiscent of the transition from biomass combustion, wood and whale oil, to mineral fuels, petroleum and coal, and all of the profound consequences for the planet. Let's start with vehicle exports. In March of 2023, China, already the front runner, increased its EV exports by 750% to $2.76 billion. Japan, South Korea, and other nations are also making significant strides. The global value chain that produces and is the market for finished electric vehicles is a multifaceted industrial network of its own, comprised of manufacturers, suppliers, and consumers. Asian companies hold a majority 56% share of the global EV battery market. Batteries will constitute about 19% of the total EV cost by 2030. Demand for automotive lithium-ion batteries grew by 65% in 2022. In line with a 55% uptick in new EV registrations. Tesla, the founding brand for the EV industry, is as much a comprehensive global supply chain as it is a traditional car company. Tesla generates a strategic array of products and has operations all over the world. The company sustains its success by being a dominant importer of carbon anode materials and other products unique to electric vehicle manufacture. It has been a wild ride for the sole supplier of these indispensable materials. BTR New Material Group, based in China with revenues of 10 billion yuan and finding it challenging to keep up with demand. Tesla's complete supply chain sprawls across numerous countries, leveraging key ports in Shanghai, Yokohama, and Nagoya. Compared to other companies, Tesla's import volumes of lithium-ion batteries and carbon anode materials make them the R&D leader in battery technology. Sustainability is at the core of the electric vehicle revolution. As the production and trade of EVs escalate, the resulting drop in emissions is significant. Over 10 million electric cars were sold in 2022, reducing global emissions by 80 million tons of CO2 equivalent. That's roughly the impact of removing 17.4 million internal combustion vehicles from the road, about equal to the number of fossil fuel cars sold in the U.S. in 2019. It's a complicated transition. The E in EV comes from traditional electrical power sources, coal, oil, natural gas, and nuclear. Can the grid handle the new demands? Just as in the transition from biomass to mineral fuels, the EV future depends on a stable growth of both consumer adoption and the expanding infrastructure to deliver electric power to more devices than ever. Swapping internal combustion cars for electric vehicles, EV, will not eliminate carbon emissions, but it will be a metamorphosis as meaningful and transformative as any in economic history. Now, let's move on to our trade highlights for the month of June. Right at the top of the leaderboard, once again, the Sino-Dragon was unstoppable. In April 2023, China increased exports by 8.47% year over year to $295 billion. Technology dominated. telephones, computers, and integrated circuits topped the product list. Guangdong and Zhejiang provinces were once again central to the country's export surge, with Guangdong alone contributing $67.9 billion. In the United States, no dragons at the moment. Think of a difficult high-wire act. A trade imbalance of $78.4 billion deficit in March 2023 came in despite a 2.79% increase in exports and an 11.5% drop in imports. The energy sector was particularly active, with crude petroleum and refined petroleum being the top exports. Cars remain the most imported product. Enduring consumer demand for imports of all kinds outweighed U.S. exports $263 billion to $184 billion. Hard to balance those numbers. South Korea is more of a playground teeter-totter. Seoul reported a negative trade balance of $2.8 billion in April 2023. Both exports and imports were down, but exports declined more, 14.8% versus imports down 13.7%, hence the slight imbalance. Integrated circuits led the export sector decline, while mineral fuels and oils topped the imports. South Korea's dependency on imported energy is always a challenge for avoiding a trade deficit. Japan's trade balance tipped into the red in March 2023, with exports increasing by 4.32% to 8.2 trillion yen, but imports growing by 7.35% to 9.58 trillion. The automotive and technology sectors continue to play a dominant role in Japan's exports, with cars and integrated circuits leading. Germany's story is all steady and stays on course. The country had a healthy trade surplus in March 2023, with exports growing by 5.63% to 145 billion euro and imports declining by 5.32% to 124 billion. Germany's trade patterns reflected the country's traditional industrial strengths, with cars and their components leading the export list. India is the global elephant in the services sector, but overall is unimpressive in balancing trade. India registered a trade deficit of $15.2 billion in April 2023, despite a 4.1% increase in exports to $30.8 billion. The numbers reflect India's resilience on crude oil, which remained the top imported commodity, followed by gold. Petroleum refined products and jewelry led the way on the export front. Australia is riding a wave of success in trade. The country managed a trade surplus of $5.3 billion in March 2023, boosted by a 7.5% increase in exports to $42 billion and a 6.2% decrease in imports to $36.7 billion. Iron ore and coal topped the list of exports, demonstrating once again the country's strength as a commodity exporter. These countries represent snapshots of the current complex global trading environment. In their own ways, all nations are adjusting and adapting their strategies to capitalize on their strengths and mitigate their weaknesses. They must do this all while responding to changing political, economic, and environmental conditions. As we move further into 2023, we will be closely observing what these dynamics reveal about future economic trends. That's all for today's episode of OEC News. We hope you enjoyed our look at the electric vehicle revolution and our survey of the latest trade highlights. Stay tuned for more exclusive stories and analysis in our next episode. Until then, take care and remember, when you are on the road to economic truth, let data drive you.